family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Warsport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. Warsport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the second hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I do this show every day, and I work for people that do the same thing every day on a different in a different venue. And there are lots of us that do these things, and while we do work as hard as we can to affect change, often it is the unsung that actually goes to the mat, takes it to the mat, throws everything on the line, and then perseveres. Coming to mind, you might be thinking about Otis McDonald or Art Heller. And joining me from his home in Connecticut, where he's going to fight till his very last breath, even though he's already causing a whole bunch of consternation among the gun-grabbing community in California across the country, is Ed Peruta. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bill. Glad to be back.
Since the last time we spoke, I have not heard of anything happening in Connecticut other than the unregistered guy still being unregistered. What's going on with that?
Well, there are incidents that have not been reported. I'm aware of it because I'm a legal investigator for Attorney Rachel Baird, who's a gun lawyer in Connecticut, but I can't talk about clients' names.
Right.
I'm not going to say that SWAT teams came to the house and went inside and said, you failed to register, we're placing you under arrest, we're dragging you out, we're taking your guns. But there are situations where police, I think, going in on a normal routine call of a different topic are aware of the fact that there are firearms in the house, and they may be finding, seeing, or whatever, firearms that haven't been registered, and there's issues. I can't explain it to you, Bill.
I understand. Is it fair for me to assume that in some cases those other reasons could be possibly manufactured?
No, I think I'm safe in being able to generically give you a scenario. An individual in Connecticut well after January 1st isn't seen for a while. Public safety makes entry, finds that the person passed away. There's firearms in the house. There's a collection of firearms in the house. And if one looks at the scenario and says, okay, all of them are in boxes. The man is a collector. He's an investor. In the 45s with 7 and 8 round magazines, the magazines are still in the box with the firearm.
Right.
In the handguns where there's 15-round magazines, the magazines are out and piled up as if they're going to be counted and registered.
This is after the police find it.
Well,
This was from the fictitious homeowner.
No, this is from the deceased homeowner.
Okay.
No family in the house with him, and the state gets involved, and, you know, now what do you do? Well, the estate wants the firearms, and the state says no. And I can't go on. I can't tell you any more about it. But I think that, to be very honest, with the number of firearms involved, the guy probably had a heart attack trying to get together all the paperwork and doing what the state mandated him to do by January 1st. But that's neither here nor there. There are other situations where people have been charged. I mean, not in our office, but there's been news reports of an individual shoots a squirrel, the cops come, he's got an unregistered, quote-unquote, prohibited firearm, registerable firearm. A person comes into the office with, and there's two different types of restrictions. There's the named firearms, and there's the feature firearms. If you have two or more features or one or more features, the firearm had to be registered. And the person says, well, I didn't register my firearm. What do I do? And it had one feature, Bill. The pistol grip on the AR. That was the one feature. I said, unscrew the pistol grip, take it off the firearm, give it to someone where you have no control of it, and it's no longer a prohibited firearm. Now, is that going to hold up? I don't know. But, you know, there's all kinds of creativity going on with people. Yeah, in other words, if you've got an AR, platform that doesn't have a bayonet lug, doesn't have a flash suppressor, doesn't have, you know, it's not blah, 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 just take the pistol grip off it.
And yeah, Black Rain Ordinance is making a whole lot of guns to keep people out of from going to school.
There are people, but I need to say something again before we get going, because I know you do segments. Rachel Baird, attorney Rachel Baird, and myself have gotten permission from Cox Communications to do a live telephone call-in program in Central Connecticut. I think I may have sent you something on that this morning.
If you did, I haven't looked at it just yet.
Not Bill. SJTalkShow.com. The website is up there. And what we're calling the show is Summary Judgment. We went through some legal terms and figured out what's the best phrase to use to identify the show. And we are going to be talking about and breaking news about a host of issues, including firearms issues. But I need to say something to all of your listeners. I sent in to Gun Owners of America today my 20 plus an extra 80, and I joined.
Well, Ed, thank you so much.
Well, no, I had told Larry. I was talking to Larry.
Yeah.
You know, and I told him I was going to, and then all of a sudden I remembered it. Now, I will tell you that Rachel and I made the 14, 15-hour drive out to Indianapolis and back. We went to the NRA convention. I was very well received there. We went to the law seminar. We got some very good books. And I just have to tell you, because I'm going to be doing some reading, Stephen Halbrook has published the book, Gun Control in the Third Reich, Disarming the Jews and Enemies of the State, that I'm going to spend some time reading, and I figured that I would give him a plug. I was pleasantly surprised to find out that the cover of the May issue of First Freedom had the story of California on it by David Koppel. But I'm really here in Connecticut. I mean, Sunday morning I jump on a plane and I'm going out to California, so I'm going to be in San Diego dealing with what I have to deal with out there. There's nothing breaking or new or whatever. I know that the Supreme Court's waiting to take up the Drake case, but here in Connecticut, here's what's happened. And there are three key dates that you have. Well, there's really four, but I'm not going to talk about the fourth one. Post Newtown was April 4th, 2013, when the governor signed the legislation. January 1st, 2014, when, you know, everything kind of kicked off and went into effect. You had to register. And April 1st, where you had to start doing transactions on long guns. Now, in Connecticut and across the country, based on what I've seen.
Before you start on that, we're coming up on the break, so if you can hang on to that. You hang on to that. You can find, if you want to contribute to the cause, check out Connecticut Carry. All you're doing is adding more rounds to Mr. Peruta's gun when you do that. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. One of the lessons I took in the military during all of the fun training you do before you actually become permanent party is you will succeed if you don't give up. And a lot of times people give up in life in general. My next guest, or my guest, is not one of those people that gave up. With the decision that came from down from the Ninth Circuit in California, he actually sort of stood. Everybody in the freedom-loving world sort of looked at that and said, wow. And he was the genesis behind it. Joining me again from Connecticut is Ed Peruta. We were talking.
And I am a And I am a director of Connecticut Carry.
Yes.
You know, and it is a 501c3, 4, whatever the hell they're called, C4 nonprofit. that's above my pay grade with Rich Burgess.
You're just a 501 guy. That's what you guys are, 501c's.
Well,
which means you can take charitable donations.
Yes. I need to say something. I'd like to thank Larry Pratt for having me on Gun Owners of America. I'd like to thank you, obviously. Megyn Kelly's show gave me and Scott Wilson from CCDL 3.5 minutes, which I knew wasn't enough time. The NPR and Connecticut Public Television did a like town meeting get together like 2 weeks after Newtown, and I told the people that were putting it on, it's too soon after Newtown, and it is too short a period of time to get into the issues. And all I can tell you is this. Summary Judgment, the show that's going to be on, and it's going to stream across the country on the internet, live, real time. People are going to be able to call in and vent or ask questions. But it is a joint venture between Connecticut Carry, attorney Rachel Baird, and a company that I have, a very small company, called American News and Information Services. That's ANIS for short. It really is, and there's a reason. I had a policeman say something to me one night, and I said, I'm going to rename my company. But I just want to say something. Connecticut in 2013 did not give the people in Connecticut an opportunity to present at a legislative hearing prior to they went emergency certification. Summary judgment is going to give the people in Connecticut, pro or con, the opportunity to have the public debate that the government never let us have. And I want to thank Cox Cable for having public access and giving us the access to it. And I, like I said, sjtalkshow.com, and I'm pumping this big time right now. But I was treated very well at the NRA. I have a lot of people that come up to me, and here's one for you. I have a lot of people come up to me in Connecticut, either through Rachel Baird's office or as an individual, and ask me, what do I do? And they tell me what they're doing. I'm going to tell you, there are people remodeling their homes so that their walls in the house are hollowed out so that they can hide their firearms. I'm dead serious, Bill. People have actually put firearms in the walls of their house so government can't find them. That's the fear that's around here.
Well, going along with that train of thought, what's happening with the government? What's happening with your very? Are they what's where? What are they? How are they mustering up on this?
They're not.
We have had some people who have chosen
not to seek re-election in November. Some prominent politicians who were pro legislation to ban that have chosen not to run. Today is May 1st. Our legislative session ends on May 7th, which means that it's not going to be amended or repealed. The laws are not going to be amended or repealed, which means that from May 7th or this day forward until the end of the next legislative session, you know, the people who are considered criminals because they didn't register their firearms are going to be looking over their shoulder, or maybe they don't look over their shoulder. So I'm going to give a shout out to the Democrat Governor Daniel Malloy, his Undersecretary of Criminal Justice, Mike Lawler, the Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Services and Public Protection, that's the State Police, the people in the Firearms Unit, and the PIO for State Police. I'm coming. I'm gonna be fire and brimstone on television, and I'm going to take what people, and there's an email address, it's info@sjtalkshow.com, and I have to concentrate right now on the issues in Connecticut, but I'll answer California questions or if I can. And then you have to understand this. We're going to have to come up with some kind of a brick wall that pops up, because Rachel Baird is an attorney. She's got ethics. She can't say certain things. She can't go after certain people in judicial for fear of grievances. So, you know, I'm going to come up with a ping pong paddle and hand it to her, or some kind of sign that she can put up when I'm talking and say, I got nothing to do with this. But I am going to be fire and brimstone. Oh, no. I'll do anything to get my point across. And we do our homework. I have asked, and what I sent you today was an email request that I sent out this morning to the state police, and I said, I want your computer database of every firearm that has been surrendered, destroyed, transferred, or seized, okay, since January 1st. Now, the state police have been stonewalling FOI requests from me or Attorney Baird regarding firearms. They're stonewalling. Well, when I go on TV every Saturday night, I'm going to say, okay, this is what I asked them for. Here's their response. Here's what I asked them for. Nope. And then I'm going to do this. I'm going to send out a very nice, going to look like a wedding invitation to the governor, asking him to come on the show and these other people to come on the show. And when they don't come on the show, when I start every show, I'm going to say, okay, here's the invitation that was sent to the governor. He's not here. Here's to Mike Lawler. He's not here. And now, because they're not here, here's who we're going to have on the show. And I'm going to bring in the candidates that are running against Malloy. I'll bring in, because there's going to be no other Democrat. But I'm going to bring him in, and I'm going to give him an opportunity to talk. And it's on the Internet. We have the technology today that anybody in Borneo with an Internet access and a laptop is going to be able to watch it. I just don't know if I'll be able to understand their language. But you and Larry Pratt and the rest of the guys, and I had done this in the past, and I said, you know, I got to get back into this. I got to get back into this because I'm not your normal talking head like you see on television and the mainstream media. I have a segment of the show called My Editorial Reply to Your Editorial. You know, and I'll tell you something. I can't do it with Rachel sitting next to me. But I'm the kind of guy, I'm not even going to swear, but, you know, I said, you know, you're an effing a-hole, you know. And I go, it's a cable wire, not a broadcast. I can do that.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying to you, Bill, it's people like you who give people like me an opportunity to talk and be heard by other people. People that think that they're the only person that has the problem. Or is this a unique situation? No, it's a pattern.
All right, Ed. I want you to calm down and breathe deeply because we're going into break again. I want you to regain control of that breath because I'm going to let you spout some more when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
Welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, Ed Peruta. Ed, I want to point something out to you that you probably already figured out. Now, Ed has a background in media. When I bring a guest on like Ed, I can't do what he's... I can't encapsulate what he's doing and what he's facing. And he's facing it on two fronts. But primarily right now his focus is in Connecticut, which, you know, is a could be bad situation in Connecticut. I can't encapsulate that into a 9-minute segment. And that's why when I bring a guest on like Ed, I got to give him the time because we got to map this out. Because the more you know, the more you know. We need to be paying attention to what's going on in Connecticut, just like New Jersey yesterday. And we need to continue to pay attention because those guys want to expand those laws beyond their state borders. And, you know, if we can beat them down and tamp them down and assist Ed and everybody else in their venture, then we're good to go as a federal entity. But I just want to get that out of the way because you had pointed out that you got a lot of people that want to get in there and they see you like a comet going across the sky. Oh, this guy's making news. Let's have him on for 8 minutes.
No, that's not the way it is. No. And, you know, first of all, during the break, I heard Larry Pratt about Gun Owners of America. I couldn't agree more. You know, support every gun organization that's doing a good job, and they're doing a good job. And I'm not going to leave out the NRA because the reason I can concentrate a lot here in Connecticut is I've got a good legal team working for me in California. But I need to tell you something. Connecticut Carry hosted a lunch with members of the New Jersey group and members of the New York group. We all got together at a restaurant. Connecticut Carry picked up the tab, and we all had a discussion. And I had brought up at that meeting, you know, the possibility of using public access, public service announcements on your cable companies and doing stuff like that. But I just want to assure everybody that if they go to that web address, sjtalkshow.com, there's going to be stuff coming out of Connecticut. And you're right. They test it here. They prototype it here. And then people out all over the country see what Connecticut's doing. And the antis start picking up on it and make it into a campaign.
What they did, Ed, is straight out of Atlas Shrugged. They took a group of people that one day were just regular law-abiding people and turned them into felons. How's that a work? How's that a win?
Well, you know, I obviously had my notes, so let me just read something and see if you can agree. And I'm going to start out with this. I'm telling everyone, and on my show I'm going to tell everybody, you have to remember the number 1245. It's never just Second Amendment. It's First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment when they're knocking at your door. You have to remember 1245. And based on my experience, and it's not that long that I've been doing this, I've broke it down and said the various type of firearm owners in Connecticut have often had differences of opinions. Basically, I identified five groups, Bill. The hunters, the recreational and competitive shooters, people who inherit, collect, and invest in firearms, people who have firearms strictly for self-defense, and then you got group number five, the criminals. And when you pass legislation like they did here in Connecticut or they want to do in other states or they have in New Jersey and they have in New York, you're regulating the first four, but you're not even touching the criminals. That's what pisses me off is they you know, the wrong people.
Well, you know, one of the things that I want to do, and I would love to do it in Connecticut. I mean, if I could ever get up there, I'd do it there. I would like to go to them and any of these that get out there and say, we're anti-gun violence, and look at them and say, well, you know what? I'm anti-violence too. But you know what? The problem here is that we're not talking about violence where the violence is happening. So here, let's do this. I have a carry permit so I can carry a gun. I'll carry your soapbox. Let's go to where the violence is.
Yeah.
Because they need to be addressing the criminal or whatever drives them to commit crime or whatever. And like you said, they are
let me give you a perfect example of the type of topic we're going to talk about, because it doesn't involve guns, but it does. The Connecticut legislature got their 5 minutes of press time above the fold by saying they were going to enact legislation about this knockout game where you walk up and you knock somebody out on the sidewalk, you know, some unsuspecting person out on the sidewalk. Attorney Baird was sitting in the car next to me when she was reading it in the paper, and she says, oh, she said, my first topic. Now, Rachel Baird used to be a prosecutor in the state of Connecticut. She goes, why do you need to enact a new law and call it the knockout law when you've already got laws called Assault 1, Assault 2, and Assault 3? All you have to do is take your existing laws, enforce those laws, don't give them any deals in the courthouse, put their ass behind bars, and let them sit there. The bad guys. But why are you coming after the good guys?
Well, if they did it in Connecticut, wouldn't they have to let all the bad guys out of jail to make room for the new good guys that became felons?
Well, yeah, and I have to tell you, you know, the 800-pound gorilla in the room, Bill, is mental health. And when I was on that Connecticut Public Television NPR panel, I said it way back in December of 12. I said, you know, you're going to have to deal with mental health. And when the legislature and the taxpayers see the bills attached to it, okay, they're going to get weak in the knees. And they'll go after the easy stuff. You know, oh, these are honest, law-abiding citizens that own firearms. If we put new fees and permits and registration fees and we can raise money and, you know, regulate that, we'll make everybody happy because they see that we did something politically. But you know something? You didn't address the problem. You didn't address the problem. And I've got a list of everybody that voted to restrict my Second Amendment rights. I'm going to make sure that they get called out. I'm going to do shout-outs. I'll pick a couple of them every show and do a shout-out to them. And then I'll tell them what I think of them.
You know,
because I'm not a Democrat anymore, Bill.
The only problem with this, Ed, is I don't know how I'm going to be able to watch this show. Can you get it on Hulu?
No, listen to me. This Weathersfield Community TV has a deal with AT&T for streaming, and not only does it go out live real time, but then they put it into a bank, and it's on demand on their website, so you can watch it some other time.
Oh.
And all I'm trying to do is get the message out that this show is coming. Now, granted, you know, I don't live in Texas. I don't live in Tennessee. I don't live in Illinois. But you're going to be able to watch it live. This is what I'm being told. And you're going to be able to watch it not just live, but you'll be able to watch it after it's done. I've been counseled by my attorneys not to do anything crazy that the opposing side is going to be able to use against me. But you know something? You got to do what you got to do. You got to say what you got to say, and you have to let people know that things are happening. And I will tell you, when new clients come into the office for the initial consultation, as the investigator, I sit inside that meeting. Attorney-client privilege exists in the room. But I tell everyone, because they see the plate on my card, it says CT.news, and they go, who's the news guy? I said, I am. And I said, look, you need to be always considering the fact of telling your story. Because when we sit there, Bill, we collectively, Rachel Baird and Attorney Baird and myself, sit there, we say, I can't believe this happened. But usually people that are honest, that get involved in law enforcement for the first time, oh, I don't want anybody to know about this. I don't want my name in the newspaper. Well, after they spend 18 months going back to court time and time and time again, they get pissed off and they say, can we get the media involved in this? So, no, really, because we have a list of names of clients that have given us authority to tell their story. Obviously, we're going to try and leave the names out of it, but we're not going to say, what if? We're not going to deal in hypotheticals. We're going to say, this did happen. And we'll tell you the town it happened in. We'll tell you the officers involved. And I got to tell you something else. Have you ever heard of a Brady list? No. And I thought it had something to do with guns, right?
Well, before you start on that, we're coming up on the last break, okay?
BradyList.org. And I'll explain it when we come back.
There you go. We're going to talk about the BradyList.org when we get back. Connecticut Carry, last time Ed was on the show, you guys took care of him. And Ed knows how to place his shot, so take care of him again. Go check him out there, 501C. It is tax deductible. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. I'm afraid of the world. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Bald and dangerous.
All right, as we get ready to go away and wrap this one up on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Joining me this hour is, well, let's see, let's count down his qualifications. Number one, he is raising salmon in Connecticut with Connecticut Carry. Number two, he's raising salmon in California with his landmark decision that came down from the Ninth Circuit. And number three, he's the newest member of Gun Owners of America, joined again by Ed Peruta. Tell us about the Brady List. What is the Brady List?
The BradyList.org is based on a Supreme Court decision, Brady versus Maryland, I think 1963. Now, you know, I'm 65 years old, and I just learned about this. Now I'm going to tell you a story without some names. End of December 2011, man has a pissing contest with his wife and his 15-year-old daughter. He didn't know at the time that his 15-year-old daughter, who was being homeschooled by his wife, was pregnant. But he had a pissing contest with his wife and daughter. Well, he got arrested. There was no guns used, no guns shown, nothing. And there was a Connecticut state trooper named J. Sevron Bergeron. Who arrested him, who went into the house, who took his 91 firearms out of the house, and took him to the state police barracks. So, okay, so he's arrested, he's thrown in jail, he's on a high bond, he spends about, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks waiting to get out. Now, Rachel Baird represents him. They go to court. 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 A year they want to destroy the weapons. We got to keep the weapons from being destroyed. And I'm talking fast because I got a little. I got to get through this.
Right.
So he's scheduled to go to trial, Bill. They're going to pick a jury in March of 2014. And the day before they pick the jury, the prosecutor says, will your client take a deal? Well, what's going on? You said no deals. He's going to trial. Well, we've got a problem with the officer. What's the problem with the officer? Well, he's no longer a state trooper. Well, why is he not a state trooper? Or what's the problem? He says, well, if you call him to testify, he's going to have to plead the Fifth Amendment. What do you mean he's going to have to plead the Fifth Amendment? Well, it appears that he falsified 300 tickets, he falsified reports, and he got caught, and there was some other stuff. Well, why didn't they disclose it to us back on February 1st, of 2013 when he was put out on suspension? Why didn't they tell us on November 16th, his last day of employment, he was allowed to resign? And why in the exiting documents does it say he left the state police in good standing? Why is it that local police officers in the state of Connecticut have to be certified, and if you do something wrong, you lose your certification, but state troopers don't have to be certified? So there's no reference to it. Oh, no. No, no, no. J. Chevron Bergeron was a state trooper, and I've gone in FOI'd all the information, but the Brady list says if a police officer has problems with credibility, documented problems with his credibility, or activities that show him in a bad light, they have to have a list. And then the prosecutor has to supply that information to the defense attorney, exculpatory information, immediately so that you can challenge the credibility of the officer. And Rachel's client was saying from day one, these statements and these reports, that's not what happened. These are not true. And then all of a sudden, on the eve of a trial, we find out that the cop's a liar and he should have been on a Brady list. Rachel writes a letter to the chief state's attorney for Connecticut saying, give me all of your policies and procedures about maintaining a Brady list. Oh, well, we don't have one. We're contemplating it. Well, that's going to be a topic of summary judgment. And we found out about it by talking to a lawyer out at the NRA convention who said that in Washington, D.C., the list is so long of officers that have committed misconduct. What about good moral character to carry a gun? I don't support bad law enforcement. I support good law enforcement. So,
how many of those do you suppose got out or got to retire and gets to keep that federal, that U.S.-wide exemption where they can carry a gun anywhere they want to?
He did not have enough time to retire. He was a trooper for about 3 or 4 years, so he didn't.
Well, I'm not talking about Chevron Bergeron. I'm talking about down in the big list
Washington,
that you just mentioned.
D.C.
Yeah.
Right, but there is something. Now, maybe the state of Connecticut calls it something else, but if you go to BradyList.org, you'll begin to see the information on it, or you Google Brady List. Now, you can imagine when I hear Brady List, anything with Brady on it, I go, oh, yeah, here we go, the antis. Well, no, this has nothing to do with them, but the Brady List is a list of bad police officers.
I'm gonna have to look at
that. So there's a scoop for you.
Are they? Do they have them arranged by state?
No, and all I can tell you is we're not done with this issue here in Connecticut, because if we find somebody on the Brady list who's carrying a firearm on his job, we're going to start making the issue, at least editorially. Well, wait a minute. If we do something wrong, we can't have one. If he did something wrong and you investigated it and found it and suspended him and did whatever, why is he carrying one? BradyList.org, Bill.
Yeah, you know, just, I'm looking at it right now, and I only see one from Maricopa County, Broward County, Florida, and Renton, Washington.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to have a national gun registry, they need to have a national Brady list. Tit for tat.
There you go. I like it.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I like it.
And I'm And I'm glad that I at least was able to tell your viewers that. Now, I need to make my pitch. Please, if you're listening to Lock and Load Radio and Bill Frady, please consider a couple of extra dollars for Connecticut Carry. We use the money wisely. We have a totally transparent what we do with the money. We've put some money out to put this show together to get it on. But we are in a fight here in Connecticut. And I would appreciate any financial support from any place in the world, for that matter. I'm sure that somebody over there in the Ukraine will probably be sending us some money. Bill, I don't know how to thank you and the people that do this nationally for giving me an opportunity to vent. I mean, when I do television shows, it's like a therapy session. It gets it all out. But I also know that when a judge makes a snotty remark to me in court, I'm now going to be able to answer him in kind from my court. And my court's going to be the public access studio.
Yeah. I'm going to have to – you need to keep me in the loop on that. I want to see that when that goes on. Will it be one of those shows where you can take phone calls?
Yes.
Ah.
Oh, yes. No five-second delay, so everybody's got to – but, you know, the seven dirty words are okay on cable, but I don't – you know, we're trying not to get the crack
by. You know, I try to remain family-friendly. I'm doing it for the children.
Well, I'm family-friendly, too, but, you know, sometimes people get you a little bit under the – you know, you're out of your seat. But all I can tell you is if you go to sjtalkshow.com, you'll see the set desk that we had built and the sign that I put up there yesterday, and we're going to try and do as good a show as we can on the budget that we've got. But I'm going to be talking to the people here in Connecticut, and I know from past experience, I had a judge throw me out of a courtroom about 15 years ago, and as I was walking out, the two marshals grabbed my arms, and I turned around in court, and the place was full. I said, "Don't you put your freaking hands on me. He told me to leave, I'm leaving. Don't you touch me." So as I was going out, the judge said something, and I turned around to him, and I said, "Your Honor, your court, your rules. Tonight I'm on TV, my court, my rules. You'll hear about it." Well, then the marshals who live out in the towns went into the court on Monday and said what happened, and I get a telephone call saying, "You got to come over and apologize to the judge." Well, I apologized to him on the next show in my way. You know, I'm not apologizing to a judge that acts like a fool.
Did he have a ring that you were supposed to kiss too? Did you have to call him Don something?
No, but okay. And listen, all I can tell you is this: is Rachel, Attorney Beard, is somewhat nervous because she knows what I'm capable of. I mean, we walk into courthouses and the marshal says, "Ed, are you still on TV?" And I've been saying no for like 5 years. Well, now I walk in and said, "Okay, I'm back on," and they said, "What channel?" So.
Keep me in the loop. We'll put it out as soon as that happens. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Listen, Bill, anytime, any day.
Roger that. You stay safe. Keep fighting. All right, folks, that is a wrap. And we're going to do this one more time this week, 21 hours from now. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Ever. Ever. It's always been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.